Welcome to Voice of Unwavering Confidence. I'm your host, Lola Moshikejimi. I'm so glad to have you on this journey with me as I build my confidence in God. This podcast is going to be talking about everything that has to do with building an intimate relationship with God and standing firm on our faith in Him and seeing and studying how that would be actionable in our day-to-day lives. I hope that you're able to subscribe, hit notification bell, share with your friends and family, and join me on this journey. It's so exciting, and I'm so glad you're here. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. See you later. Welcome back, guys. I hope you enjoyed the start of our faith series, and we're going to be diving even a little bit deeper today. But before we dive in, let's say a quick word of prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for the grace to be able to have faith in you. We pray that you help us even to be able to understand your word in a new dimension. Father, Lord, we pray for revelation. We pray, oh God, that you reveal yourself to your people through this podcast, through every word that proceeds from my mouth. Let your Holy Spirit follow up and do the work in the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So yes, we're going to be talking on faith again today, I know. And we're going to be covering something actually quite interesting. And it's geared to people like me or you maybe. If you're one of those who sometimes feel like, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I don't measure up. Yeah, you need to listen up. Send this to anyone you know that tends to feel that way about themselves, especially in their walk with God. And we're going to be talking about who God has chosen to have faith. There are some people that God has said, you, I have given you a certain measure and privilege to have faith more than some other people. No, I don't think God works like that. God is pretty just, and he doesn't, you know, he's not picky about who he chooses to have faith in him. We're going to look at the book of Hebrews again, and we're going to be looking at chapter 12. Again, I'm reading from my trusty English Standard Version. Let's start from verses 1. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Before we continue, it says there, let us set aside every weight. You see that doubt of, am I one of those people that God has commissioned to have faith? That itself is doubt and a weight we need to lay aside, because it is going to hinder us from running this our race, this relationship with endurance. It's going to limit us from really honing and entering into that place of sweet intimacy with God. He has told us in his word, and that is verses 2. He says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. You don't need to wonder if it is you that God has chosen. Leave that to him. He is the one who will found, like the creator, and sustain that faith in you. That grace to have faith comes from God, and leave it to him to sort that part out. Just trust. Again, trust that God will do that for you. He will give you the grace to have faith in him. But yeah, let's see. Who does God actually commission? The poor, the rich, children, whether you're a sinner or not, everybody can have faith in God. It's just a matter of grace and true revelation. When something is revealed to you and you see it with your two eyes, you cannot deny. Right? And so when there is revelation of God's word, you understand it to a different dimension that you cannot deny it. You understand it and you're able to act on it. And all of that low self-esteem, doubts, worry, am I qualified to have faith in God? All of those things are weights that we have been encouraged to what? To lay aside. Now let's look at the Bible at, you know, James chapter 2 again. I know we read that in the last episode. We read verses 21 to 24, but we're going to read verses 25 this time, right? And it says, and in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? Now, this is basically talking about when Rahab received the messengers that were sent to spy the land. And because she had faith and she believed that these people were sent from God, she was able to house them and basically act in accordance to the will of God. And even the Bible tells us that Jesus loves the little children. He wants them to come to him. We see in the story of the rich man and Lazarus, you know, even the poor was given the opportunity. Even when Jesus was on the cross, he had two sinners right beside him. And I don't know if you guys have seen the video that when they asked the sinner who made it to heaven, what made you qualified to have faith and get to this point and attain salvation? It was nothing but Jesus, right? So even sinners have the grace of faith, and that grace is readily available to you. Yes, you, even you. That grace of faith is available to you. Yes, you can have faith concerning that situation. You can have faith. Yes, you think you have been told several times. You have received word of prophecy, not once, not twice, but you keep faltering. You can pick it up again. You can take God at his word. Come with genuine repentance and you will be able to have faith in God. So, well, I hope that you're encouraged by this word. It's not long at all. It's just telling you that you, everybody, all of us, myself, we can have faith in God. And that faith can be strong. You don't have to know all the Bible. The sinner that was beside Jesus on the cross did not know John 3:16, but Jesus gave him that permission. He was the founder, the author, and the perfecter of that sinner's faith. And that sinner was able to make it to heaven. Now, I'm not saying this is, you know, this is the freedom to now take advantage of God's grace over our lives. No, there's still that area of responsibility. There's still that place of action. There's still that place of maintaining intimacy. When somebody is going to perfect something, it means you're going to actually put yourself and make yourself available for them to perfect something. If you're clay in the hands of a potter, if you take yourself outside the hands of the potter, how would he be able to mold you and remove all the specks and the impurities to make sure that you turn out to be a fine work of art? So yes, there is that place of making yourself available. Don't disqualify yourself even when God has not disqualified you. Everybody is qualified to have faith in God. He died for all, not for some, for all. Thank you so much for listening in on this episode. I hope that you're blessed and I hope that you've received that freedom that you can have faith in God. You can trust God. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what the religion of your forefathers, of your parents, your siblings, whatever. He just wants you to come readily available, acceptable with a heart that is yielded. And I pray that each and every one of us will have that grace. And when those situations come that you are to have faith, don't shy away. Even if you feel like you don't have the strength, go back to your potter. He'll give you what you need to go through that trial. I hope that you've been blessed once again. Thank you so, so much for listening. And I hope to see you on the next episode. Thank you. Bye. Thank you so much for listening or watching today's podcast. I hope that you've been blessed. Be sure to like, leave us a comment, If there's any lingering questions, there's also our email. Follow us on Instagram and share with a friend. I truly hope that this has helped your relationship with God to grow in leaps and bounds. Thank you again for watching. God bless you. Bye.